Vaccination saves lives. Protect your baby with the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, Hib, and hepatitis B, the 6-in-1 vaccine. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. This leaflet explains the 6-in-1 vaccine, D, T and P, IPV, Hib, Hep B. Key facts. Protect your child's health. Vaccination is one of the best ways to protect your child from serious illnesses. The 6-in-1 vaccine helps protect against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, that is, whooping cough, polio, Hib, that's Haemophilus influenza type B, and hepatitis B. Vaccination is important. Before vaccines, many children in the UK caught these diseases every year. Vaccination has reduced these cases and saved many lives. It's important to vaccinate to stop these diseases from coming back. When to get the vaccine? Your child should get their course of the 6-in-1 vaccination at 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and 16 weeks. From January 2026, your child will also get a 6-in-1 vaccination at 18 months. What has the 6-in-1 vaccine helped protect against? Diphtheria. Diphtheria is a serious disease that usually begins with a sore throat and a raised temperature, fever. It can quickly lead to breathing problems and may damage the heart and nerves. In severe cases, it may cause death. Diphtheria spreads by coughs and sneezes or close contact with an infected person. Diphtheria is rare in the UK. However, it is possible to catch it while travelling to other countries. Fact. Before the diphtheria vaccine was introduced to the UK, there were up to 70,000 cases of diphtheria and up to 5,000 deaths a year. Tetanus. Tetanus affects the body's nerves, causing muscle spasms and breathing problems. It is a severe disease that can lead to serious health problems if not treated quickly. It's caused by germs found in soil or manure that enter the body through open cuts or burns. Tetanus cannot spread from person to person. Pertussis, whooping cough. Pertussis, more commonly known as whooping cough, is an infection that affects the lungs and airways. Symptoms tend to develop in stages, starting with mild, cold-like symptoms. These can be followed by more severe symptoms before an improvement. Whooping cough can cause long bursts of coughing and choking, which make it hard to breathe. The whoop noise is caused by gasping for breath after each period of coughing. Young babies don't always do this, which can make it difficult to recognize the disease. Symptoms of whooping cough can last for 2 to 3 months. Babies under the age of 1 are at the greatest risk of serious illness and are at risk of dying from the disease. Before the whooping cough vaccine was introduced, the average number of suspected cases reported each year in the UK was 120,000. In the year before the vaccine was introduced, 92 children died. Whooping cough spreads easily and can be caught by breathing in tiny droplets that are released into the air when people with the disease cough or sneeze. Polio. Polio is a virus that can affect your nerves. It can cause permanent muscle weakness, usually in the legs. If polio affects the chest muscles or the brain, it can lead to very serious health problems. You can catch polio if you come into contact with the poo of someone who is infected or by breathing in droplets from their coughs or sneezes. Fact. In 1988, polio paralyzed more than 1,000 children worldwide every day. Before the polio vaccine was introduced, there were as many as 8,000 cases of polio in the UK in years when there were epidemics. Thanks to the vaccination's ongoing success, the UK hasn't seen a natural polio infection in over 30 years. The last case was reported in 1984. This is why it is important to vaccinate to stop diseases such as polio from coming back. Hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is a virus that infects the liver. It can lead to life-threatening infections and severe liver disease. The hepatitis B virus is found in the blood and some other body fluids of infected people. It can be passed from mother to baby during birth. Children and adults can also get hepatitis B from contact with infected body fluids. It's common for babies and children who get hepatitis B to have long-lasting infections. Babies born to mothers with hepatitis B are given additional vaccines at birth to reduce the risk of them getting the infection. Fact: over 250 million people around the world have hepatitis B. New cases of hepatitis B have increased in Wales in the last few years. In 2023, there were over 260 new cases. Many more people might have the virus without knowing it. HIB, Haemophilus influenzae type B disease. HIB is a type of bacteria called Haemophilus influenzae type B. It can cause serious illnesses such as blood poisoning, septicemia, lung infections, pneumonia, and meningitis, an infection of the covering around the brain. If not treated quickly, these illnesses can be very dangerous. The bacteria can spread through the air when people cough or sneeze. The HIB vaccine only protects against a type of meningitis caused by HIB bacteria. It does not protect against other types of meningitis, so it's important to know the signs and symptoms of the disease. Fact: following the introduction of the HIB vaccine, cases in babies under the age of 1 fell by over 95%. Symptoms of meningitis may appear in any order, and some may not appear at all. See the illustration below for symptoms. Babies and toddlers: fever, cold hands and feet, refusing food and vomiting, fretful, dislike being handled, drowsy, floppy, unresponsive, rapid breathing or grunting, pale blotchy skin, spots or rash, use the glass test. Unusual cry, moaning, tense bulging fontanelle, soft spot, stiff neck, dislike bright lights, convulsions or seizures. Very young babies may not have a fever. Their temperature could be normal or low. Children and adults: fever, cold hands and feet, vomiting, drowsy, difficult to wake, confusion and irritability, severe muscle pain, pale blotchy skin, spots or rash, use the glass test, severe headache, stiff neck, dislike bright lights, convulsions or seizures. Source: meningitisnow.org. What should I do if I suspect meningitis? If someone is ill and getting worse, do not wait for a rash, as symptoms can appear in any order and some may not appear at all, so get medical help urgently. If you can't get in touch with your doctor or are still worried after getting advice, trust your instincts and go to the emergency department of your nearest hospital. Someone with a fever and a rash that does not fade under pressure needs urgent medical attention. You can use the glass test to check whether a rash fades under pressure. For more information about this test, go to www.meningitisnow.org, an external site, or call the Meningitis Now helpline on 0808 8010 388. When is the 6-in-1 vaccine offered? Your child should get their 6-in-1 vaccination at 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and 16 weeks. From January 2026, your child will also get a 6-in-1 vaccination at 18 months. Why has my baby been invited for a vaccination appointment at 18 months? From January 2026, your child will be offered a 6-in-1 vaccination at 18 months. Having an extra 6-in-1 vaccination is safe and effective. For more information about the 18-month appointment, go to phw.nhs.wales/vaccines/pre-school. How will I know when my child's vaccinations are due? Children are sent an appointment for their routine 6-in-1 vaccinations at the appropriate age. Most GP surgeries and health centres run special vaccination clinics for babies and children. If you change your address, please let your GP surgery know. what happens at the appointment. The practice nurse or GP will explain about the vaccinations and answer your questions. With babies, the vaccine is given by injection in the thigh. In children over the age of 12 months, injections are usually given in the upper arm. Write down any questions you have and ask the health professional at the vaccination appointment. Can the vaccine be given if my child is unwell on the day of the appointment? If your child is ill with a raised temperature, fever, on the day the vaccination is due, delay the appointment until they are better. If your child has a minor illness without a fever, such as a cold, they should have the vaccination as normal. Are there any other reasons why the vaccine should not be given? Very few children cannot have the 6-in-1 vaccination. The vaccine should not be given to children who've had a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction to any ingredient in the vaccine or a previous dose of the vaccine. If your child has a bleeding disorder, such as haemophilia, where their blood does not clot properly, or has ever had a seizure, a fit, that wasn't caused by a fever, speak to your GP, practice nurse, or health visitor before they have any vaccination. My baby was born early. When should premature babies have their vaccine? Babies born early may be at more risk of getting an infection. They should start their vaccinations 2 months after they were born, no matter how early they were born. What if I miss the appointment? You should cancel an appointment if you can't make it. If you do miss the appointment or have to delay the vaccination, make a new appointment as soon as possible. The vaccination can still be given, but your child will be without protection for longer. Remember, it's important to catch up on missed vaccinations. If your child has missed a vaccination and is older than the recommended age for it, talk to your GP, practice nurse, or health visitor. Does the vaccine have any side effects? Millions of doses of the vaccine have been used, and it has a very good safety record. Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects, but not everyone gets them. Most side effects are mild and may last a day or two. Vaccine side effects are minor compared to getting seriously ill from the diseases. The most common side effects include a sore leg or arm where the injection was given, a small lump where the needle was put in. This is normal and may last some weeks, but it does not need any treatment. A raised temperature, fever, over 38 degrees centigrade, feeling unsettled, and loss of appetite. If your child has a raised temperature and appears unwell, keep them cool by making sure they don't have too many layers of clothes or blankets on and giving them plenty of cool drinks. Very rare side effects. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after the vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and foods. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. See the back page of this leaflet for further details on the vaccine, including possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. If you have any questions about side effects, you can ask the person giving your child the vaccine. What should I do if my child feels unwell after the vaccination? A dose of the correct strength liquid paracetamol may help reduce your child's fever. Read the instructions on the bottle very carefully and give the correct dose for your child's age. You may need to give another dose 4 to 6 hours later. It is not recommended to give liquid paracetamol before vaccination to prevent a fever. Remember, children under 16 should not take medicines that contain aspirin. If you are worried about your child after the vaccination, you should speak to your health visitor, GP, or practice nurse. You can also contact NHS Wales by calling 111. Calls to NHS 111 Wales are free from landlines and mobile phones. Can my child still get these infections if they are vaccinated? The 6-in-1 vaccination is one of the most effective ways to prevent severe illness from diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, polio, HIB, and hepatitis B. No vaccine is 100% effective, so it is still important to know the signs and symptoms of these diseases, even if you or your child are vaccinated. For more information about these diseases, go to NHS 111 Wales Health A to Z. Diphtheria, an external site. NHS 111 Wales Health A to Z. Tetanus, an external site. NHS 111 Wales Health A to Z. Whooping cough, an external site. NHS 111 Wales Health A to Z. Polio, an external site. NHS 111 Wales HIB, Haemophilus influenzae type B, an external site. NHS 111 Wales Health A to Z. Hepatitis B, an external site. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can go to 111.wales.nhs.uk, an external site, talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, an external site. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/6-in-1-vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, an external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information, an external site. Crystal Mark 24340. Public Health Wales is the national public health agency in Wales. We work to protect and improve health and well-being and reduce health inequalities for the people of Wales. Public Health Wales, NHS Trust, version 2, January 2026. ISBN 978-1-83766-887-8. This is the end of the audio recording of the Protect Your Baby with the Diphtheria, Tetanus, Pertussis, Polio, Hib and Hepatitis B 6-in-1 vaccine leaflet. Thanks for listening.